Residential storm shelters can be expensive. Prices generally start around $2,500 and go up from there. So when Holly Schreiber looked into installing one in her backyard, she just couldn't justify the cost.
We looked into a little bit of what the prices were and just decided it was just, at the time, infeasible for us, given that Stillwater hadn't had a tornado and that we'd not actually had to go in our closets.
That's right. Schreiber lives in Stillwater, a place that hasn't had a serious tornado inside its city limits since an EF3 struck back in 1990. That made rationalizing the expense tough for her. But after the city sent out a letter with an opportunity to receive a 75% rebate, she jumped on board.
Then when the grant program came about, we said, well, shoot, if we're only going to have to pay a couple $100s, yeah, now it's all of a sudden worth it to us.
Schreiber applied for funding back in 2011, but the money wasn't available until last August. She installed her shelter in January and received a $2,000 rebate. You see, the city of Stillwater was able to offer rebates through FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, but those funds are only released after a disaster occurs. Oklahoma Emergency Management Director Albert Ashwood says it's one area of federal funding that seems logical.
Mitigation is kind of the one thing that makes sense in all this. It says that if we spend a little bit of money somewhere else to make sure that the next disaster doesn't do the same damage, then we're actually saving money in the long run.
And those funds can go anywhere in the state, regardless of whether an area was impacted by a disaster. Back in 2011, Stillwater officials submitted an application to the state. It sat for years, but after the 2013 tornadoes hit, Ashwood's office called, letting them know they'd receive $1.4 million through the Hazard Mitigation Program, the most awarded to any city in Oklahoma.
Oh, that was exciting. I was probably dancing on the roof around here.
That's Valerie Silvers, Stillwater's grant coordinator. She was thrilled to finally get funding, but she says she always knew the money would come. It's a pretty standard process, according to Ashwood.
They already had the project sitting on the shelf. We didn't go out to them and say, oh, we've got money now, would you like to do a project?
But all applicants have to have their own hazard mitigation plans in place in order to apply for funding. That's why Moore, Oklahoma, the most devastated town, couldn't get any of that money. The plan in Cleveland County, where Moore is located, had expired back in 2011 and was still in the process of being renewed when the storms hit last spring. Moore's emergency manager, Galen Kitch, says the extended amount of time was unexpected.
We had started work on it prior to its expiration and thought that it would be a 3-5 month process, and it turned out to be a 3-year process.
Cleveland County's updated hazard mitigation plan was finally approved just a few months ago. Kitch isn't bitter, though. Scientifically, he says tornadoes are the great equalizer.
We are no more vulnerable, no more less vulnerable than anywhere else. History aside, we are no more or no less vulnerable than Stillwater, Oklahoma City.
Thankfully, while Moore may have missed out on FEMA funds for shelter rebates, the Red Cross has lent a helping hand. It provided enough money for construction of 1,500 shelters, which Kitch says is extremely helpful. But there are still hundreds, if not thousands, of residents and more looking to make their homes safer from future storms. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.